Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
All this week, I'm having a conversation with David Clausen with the Family Research Council, who's actually getting his doctorate in ethics. Welcome again, David.
Hey, thanks for having me, Karen. Great to be with you.
We've been talking about why U.S. senators should oppose redefining marriage. And in July, as you know, the House passed the so-called Respect Marriage Act. We've talked about the rights of children, the harms to religious freedom. Today, I want to focus on states' rights, the beauty of federalism. Can you address that for us, David?
Yesterday, we talked about the religious liberty angle and how I don't think the 47 Republicans in the House of Representatives who voted for it, they didn't consider those ramifications. I also don't think they considered what this does on states' rights, because the version that was passed by the House says, Karen, is it says that all 50 states and territories, if this were to be in effect, would have to recognize any marriage that is performed and solemnized in any state. So, for example, if Massachusetts were to amend their marriage laws to allow for polyamorous relationships or for throuples, and Massachusetts recognized that as valid marriage, that would mean that Nebraska would also have to recognize throuples and polyamorous relationships as valid marriages in the state of Nebraska. And, you know, some people might say, well, that's a slippery slope. Well, there's actually cities in Massachusetts that have already changed their marriage laws to include polyamorous relationships. So, again, for the sake of federalism, Nebraska senators need to come out strong, because I don't think the vast overwhelming majority of Nebraskans would want to recognize throuples or polyamorous relationships. That's exactly what they'd have to do if the Respect for Marriage Act, as passed by the House of Representatives, were approved in the U.S. Senate.
And the other thing about states' rights that I think is really important for Nebraskans to recall, that when we passed via constitutional amendment here, defining marriage between one man and one woman, 73% of Nebraskans said that's how they wanted it defined. Visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org for our action alert. We've made it easy for you to contact Nebraska senators.